With Montana News, I'm Rachel Kramer. The U.S. Senate moved Congressman Ryan Zinke one step closer to becoming Secretary of Interior in President Trump's administration. By a vote of 67-31 with one senator voting present, the Senate voted to invoke cloture, which means that debate on Zinke's nomination will end in 30 hours. After that, the Senate is free to vote on Zinke's nomination at its discretion. Montana's Democratic Senator John Tester voted with a majority to end debate on Zinke's confirmation. The Senate Energy and Natural Resources Committee held hearings on Zinke's nomination in January, and at this point there appear to be no serious roadblocks to him being confirmed as Secretary of Interior. The Montana House has voted down a proposal to allow guns in schools. 15 Republicans joined 41 Democrats today to reject the bill. The measure by Republican Representative Seth Burgley of Joliet would have allowed full-time school employees who meet certain shooting standards to carry concealed weapons on school property. Burgley said during the half-hour debate that an average school shooting lasts only 3 minutes, and the only person who would be able to respond is a person at the school. Lawmakers who voted against the bill noted their constituents have been vocal in their opposition. Democratic Representative Mophy Funk of Helena says over 1,000 people contacted lawmakers about the bill by phone or through the legislature's messaging system.
I'm Eric Whitney. 50 homes are still without water after a catastrophic burst to the city of Whitefish's water main this morning. Parts of Baker Avenue south of downtown remain closed after crews dug up the street to isolate the leak. Whitefish remains under a boil water advisory. That means water should be brought to a rolling boil for 1 minute before it's consumed in order to kill potential bacteria, says Whitefish City Manager Adam Hammett.
We don't think there should be anything, but at the same time, you know, it's always better safe than sorry. You know, that's the reason we put the boil water advisory in place. It was better safe than sorry.
Hammett says initial tests are coming back clean, but there's still a potential for water contaminated with infectious bacteria to leach into the city's water system.
I'm Nate Hedgie. Montana lawmakers advanced a bill Saturday that pledges solidarity with Israel by refusing to do business with firms boycotting the Middle Eastern country. Republican House Speaker Austin Knutson of Culbertson is the bill's sponsor.
We had white supremacists who were wanting to march in Whitefish, Montana, in our home state. Now, that happened right before the session. And I thought, man, here's my opportunity to do something, to stand up for the nation of Israel and for the Jewish people and say, the state of Montana stands with you.
The bill would direct the Montana Board of Investments to sever ties with companies supporting the so-called BDS movement, which stands for Boycott, Divestment, and Sanctions, that is seeking international support against Israel for its treatment of Palestinians. It would also bar public agencies, including counties, cities, and towns, from doing business with companies that don't agree to certify in writing that they are not engaged in a boycott of Israel. Opponents say the bill is well-intentioned, but a potential infringement on free speech. Here's Rabbi Lori Franklin of Missoula.
It is wrongly presented as the only pro-Israel and pro-Jewish position, and it seeks to fix a problem we don't have.
Franklin says that Montana does not have any ties to BDS-supporting businesses. Montana Public Radio was unable to verify her assertion. The House endorsed the measure 5941 on preliminary vote. A Montana legislative committee has advanced a bill that would make it illegal for doctors to help terminally ill patients kill themselves. The House Judiciary Committee voted 10-9 today to send the measure by Republican Representative Brad Shida of Missoula to the House floor. In 2009, the Montana Supreme Court ruled that doctors could use a patient's request for life-saving medication as a defense against criminal charges. In each legislative session since then, lawmakers have tried and failed to make physician-assisted suicide either explicitly legal or illegal. Some lawmakers who voted for Shida's bill recounted personal experiences in which loved ones were told they would die soon, only to live for several more years. Democratic Representative Shane Morizo of Missoula says people diagnosed with terminal illnesses should have the freedom to choose to do what they want. I'm Nate Hedgie, Montana Public Radio.